Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
Now, I'm not a fortune teller, but I can almost guarantee that today when the markets open in the US, it'll be a bloodbath. Why? Because President Trump came out and announced a plethora of tariffs on so many countries, including Cambodia. Yay, man. I've never seen anything like this. Vietnam, but also us, South Africa. Poor old South Africa, hey? Hit with a 30% tariff, Lesotho as well. We're joined by a very good friend of the show, Cass Tole, to talk us through this. And I suppose the first question has to be, what is a tariff, Kaya?
Good morning, and good morning to the listeners. So essentially, when you are engaged in global trade, when you export goods to a particular country, those goods arrive at the border post, and the local authorities will then simply add a particular percentage to the price in order to enable it to be traded in that local community. And that is the simplest explanation of what a tariff is.
Okay, try and speak up. Your mic is either bad or you far from it, so it's difficult to hear you. Okay, so then the question is, why would the U.S. want to impose tariffs on so many of their trade partners? I mean, if you listen to the news bulletin at the top of the hour, the president of the U.S., Donald Trump, seems to think that the U.S. has been taken advantage of. Is this true?
Well, you start off at the bigger picture. So at the bigger picture, the United States is essentially the biggest economy in the world. However, when it comes to imports and exports, what the United States has calculated is that when it comes to goods, it is the second biggest in the world. So it exports $2.1 trillion worth of goods, but then it imports $3.2 trillion. So according to Trump, that's already an imbalance on its own because the United States buys more than it sells onto the global community. So he regards that as the type of deficit that he needs to correct. So his thinking is that, well, actually, in order to balance the scales, we then need to find a way to punish those with whom we trade. So his idea of tariffs is to firstly ensure that as much of those services that Americans are currently buying from overseas get bought locally. How does that happen? Well, firstly, when there's an increase in the prices, American citizens are going to look locally to see if they can find a local substitute for whatever they've been buying. In instances where that is not possible, what he's then hoping is that those international companies that still want to have access to the U.S. market will then simply move their production or their factories to the United States jurisdiction, which is what he wants. And then once they are located in the United States, he immediately removes those tariffs so that they can regain access to the market. So that's been part of his well-articulated strategy ever since he started running his second campaign.
Here's the problem with that. The U.S. is no longer the global superpower that it used to be back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, right? So, for example, instead of people capitulating to the U.S.'s demands, what could happen is all of these countries that now have sanctions on them, first of all, can reciprocate. So whatever the U.S. buys from them, you'll find that it'll be more expensive. And then, furthermore, they'll just trade with each other and exclude the U.S. altogether. You have China, which is a way bigger economy and definitely going to be a bigger superpower, let me say, in the future than the U.S. ever could have been.
Well, I think the reality here is that in economic terms, the United States still holds a significant sway in the market. What that means is that when you're looking at goods on their own, it is the second largest exporter in the world, only behind China, and it is the biggest importer in the world. So those are the 2.1 and the 3.2 trillion numbers I was speaking about earlier on. But also when it comes to services, it is actually the United States that is the largest exporter of services in the world. It is also the largest importer of services in the world. So on the economic dimensions, it still retains that over-amplified influence on the global economy. So the question of whether other countries will simply just retaliate by reciprocal tariffs is a difficult one. The very point of international trade is that I sell to you what I have, I buy from you what I don't have. So when you then say I impose a particular tariff on particular goods and services, and another country says it wants to do the same, it firstly has to figure out whether those tariffs will have any impact whatsoever. In other words, if you are selling 5 cars into the United States market, and then the United States says we're going to impose a tariff, and then you are buying some agricultural products from the United States, and then you say that you want to put tariffs there, the question of whether you're going to reach a mathematical parity is something that you have to consider. Unfortunately, not many countries have done that assessment because no one ever thought we'd get to this particular stage. So every single country is going to have to figure out if it does impose reciprocal tariffs, will it make a difference, or will it only harm the end user, which is ultimately what tariffs always do.
Okay. Well, that's where we need to leave it. Thank you very much. That's Kaz Tole, a good friend of the show's and a CA. We will see how this plays out. Already the markets in the US are not going to react very positively. And to be quite honest, I foresee him backpedaling on this sooner rather than later. It's already happened in Canada. It's already happened in so many other countries. And I think this will just be more of the same. But Donald Trump does like to posture, so maybe he'll be hard-headed about it. Either way, Americans will suffer the most. And then maybe South Africans secondarily. Let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-0959.
We need to be honest. Oh, Donald Trump will look like my buddy. Like, oh, Vuga nje yenek senet decide is in the woods. Loko kuzo ama ganje, loko kuzo ama ganje. Yes, but ala imale ningi. As the America, ha. Ebo, this guy, Gandhi, like, I wonder what his plan. Like, at the end, what does he want to see? Because I'm going to be for a third term, hopefully.
Well, he says he is, which is also constitutionally impossible, but he says they're going to find a way. Let me tell you, Donald Trump either is an idiot or is a genius. One of the two, you decide.
I think de-dollarization is the way forward for all the countries which are affected by this Trump's tariffs. I don't know if it is going to be a smooth transition, but I think that's the way forward, and I hope that BRICS is going to accept more countries which want to move away from the dollar.
I also feel like he's just accelerating the demise of the U.S. But again, that's for American citizens to decide. It's got nothing to do with us.
Mina ngikhalela ama-Africa mfethu. Uyabona nala eSouth Africa sinabantu abahleli la eSouth Africa bashiya ama-country wabo. Ababuyele muva kuyozama ukuthi ama-country abo nawo abe developed. Bahlelela ama-sport bet la kuyabhejwa la. Bafuna ama-grant nama-RDP. Yiwo lamazwe lawa afana no-Europe, bo-United States kanje, no-China. Bayohlala basiphethe. Ngoba thina asizimiselanga nje ukuyithuthukisa ukuze sikwazi uk-trader amongst each other. Noma si-develope something ezodingwa abantu ababuya out of Africa. Phela thina sinezinto eziningi abazidingayo abazithatha mahala nje la. Zero bayoyisebenzisa. Sibuye sidurele thina. Hayi sisenkingeni.
You know, looking at America's debt to GDP ratio, you could tell all the guys are struggling and they need to do whatever it takes. So this could actually be a genius move from Trump to try and save his country because financially they're in a crisis and he needs to find a way to maneuver.
If what he's trying to do is save him, I can tell you this is the wrong way to go about it.
I think as Africa, as Africans, the entire continent, we need to Burkina Faso this thing. We need to take the stance that Burkina Faso has taken with the French. We need to make sure that we just keep everything in Africa. It's not like USA is not relying on Africa with our precious minerals. So we need to come together. This is the time to come together and just close everything. Burkina Faso, nji, fast.
Well, again, our situation is very different to what Burkina Faso is faced with, right? The first thing is our economy is a lot more advanced and developed than the Burkina Faso economy. And so when you're trying to rebuild and get things right, like the basics, what Burkina Faso is doing is correct. But when we get to a point where we are, you can't just operate an economy like that. So you do need trade partners and you do need the rest of the world to partake in your economy as well.
You know, I honestly think Donald is actually bankrupting his enemies. He's actually fighting his enemies through the U.S. economy. So it's like, you'll see, within 5 years, some of them will file for bankruptcy, you'll see. It's not really about these countries and all of that, but his enemies.
Well, he's very silly. That's what he's doing, because he's doing it at the expense of all the citizens that he has, right? And so, for me, I'd even be more worried if this was a personal vendetta. Because then what kind of a president do you have? As the American people, they should be scared, to say the very least. But again, I mean, it's not our fight. It's their fight. I always say it. I guess it just remains to be seen. Did they vote the right person into power or did they mess up? I personally think they messed up big time. And they're going to find out sooner than later. But, well, whatever. It may have been too late for them by then.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.